This week on Marginalia, we speak with Kevin Young about his book of poetry, Night Watch.
Poetry has saved me in so many ways, and I love to preach about its saving graces to others.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 3rd. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. When the Wichita musical duo Geo Joe began writing their new album, the members knew they were moving into political territory with the lyrics. The band's Joey Lemon says that seemed like a necessary move.
I think that we both knew going into it that, like, we couldn't avoid talking about what's going on in the world because it just feels crazy most of the time, and it felt worth diving into.
That's coming up after the news. Sedgwick County Commissioners unanimously voted Wednesday to have the county manager enact Kansas's new bathroom bill. In February, state lawmakers passed a law requiring bathrooms in government buildings to be designated either male or female, and that people use the bathroom of the sex they were assigned at birth. County Councilor Justin Wagner says Sedgwick County has to create a complaint process and would be in charge of investigating if someone files a complaint.
If municipalities like Sedgwick County are not in compliance with the bill, the Kansas Attorney General can pursue essentially a civil penalty action against them. And ultimately, eventually, you could end up getting penalties as high as $125,000 per day.
The district attorney's office would be responsible for filing misdemeanor charges against anyone who's suspected of three or more violations of the law. Kansas lawmakers have passed a bill that would create statewide guidelines for conducting active shooter drills in schools, KMUW's Daniel Caudill reports.
Schools would have to notify parents of any active shooter drill and let them exempt their children. After a drill, students would have a debriefing period before returning to classwork. The bill would also ban active shooter simulations, which mimic a law enforcement response or the presence of a shooter. The goal is to make drills more consistent across schools and reduce stress on students. Aurora Vasquez is with Sandy Hook Promise, which started after the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary.
They understand what they are practicing for, and that they are practicing for the chance that they might encounter an armed person on their campus.
The bill now awaits action from the governor. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Caudill.
Gift card scammers have been targeting Kansas Republican Party leaders and activists across the state. Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports.
The scam generally begins with an innocuous email asking to talk. The scammer, pretending to be someone within the party, then asks the person receiving the email if they can go buy gift cards and provide the gift card information. Kansas GOP officials say a couple of people have purchased the gift cards, but no one has given the info to the scammers. Kansas Republican Party Chair Denitri Herbert says so far she hasn't heard about the scam impacting everyday GOP donors or voters.
I'm not sure if they're receiving them or not. My suspicion is not, because I think I would have heard about that.
Herbert suspects the scheme has been taking place for about a year. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Wichita police have identified a man who died after falling from scaffolding at a downtown construction site. David Rodriguez died Monday after falling while working on a scaffold on the exterior of the 8-story Wichita Biomedical Campus. Rodriguez was 45 years old, a Wichitan, and a father of three young children. He was working for Midwest Drywall. The construction site for the $300 million biomedical campus has been secured and work has been suspended while investigators look into the incident. Wichita Animal Shelter officials say capacity issues at the shelter are improving. Officials reported Thursday that nearly 200 people picked up their lost pets and many others adopted shelter animals during March. The shelter received more than 500 dogs and 186 cats last month, causing them to briefly hit maximum capacity. Officials are urging owners to claim their lost pets if they end up at the shelter and encouraging those who are interested to adopt a shelter animal. Animal Control also urges pet owners to spay and neuter their animals. University of Kansas men's basketball coach Bill Self announced on social media that he plans to return for next year's college basketball season, Greg Eklund reports.
Bill Self addressed Jayhawk Nation in a social media post saying, "With renewed clarity and the ongoing support from KU's administration, he remains focused and committed to Jayhawks basketball competing for a national championship." After KU's season-ending loss against St. John's in the second round of the NCAA tournament, Self said this.
I love what I do. I need to be able to do it where I'm feeling good and healthy to do it.
There were some concerns about Self's health this season, but said during the tournament that he was feeling as good as he has in a long time. Self is one of only three active coaches, along with St. John's coach Rick Pitino and UConn coach Dan Hurley, who've led their teams to multiple national championships. I'm Greg Eklund.
Visit Wichita has secured another national sporting event. This time, it's the 2026 USA Gymnastics Trampoline and Tumbling Elite Challenge. The competition will take place at the Century 2 Convention Center's Bob Brown Expo Hall from May 7th through the 10th. It's the first time Kansas has hosted a national-level USA gymnastics event. It marks Wichita's fifth first-time national sporting event in the past year. The Elite Challenge is a major qualifying event for national and world gymnastics championships. Organizers expect the nation's top athletes to attend. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMEW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. The Wichita musical duo Geo Joe have a new album out. The album is called Where Did We Go So Wrong? And it found musicians Georgia Sutton and Joey Lemon participating in the annual RPM Challenge, in which musicians write and record a whole album across the 28 days of February. But the two also view it as a protest album against the Trump administration. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Georgia Sutton and Joey Lemon, and here's Jed with more.
So you returned to the RPM challenge for this, but this time you came up with some lyrical themes that are more politically charged.
I think that we both knew going into it that we couldn't avoid talking about what's going on in the world because it just feels crazy most of the time and intense, and it felt worth diving into. So I came up with a creative writing prompt of sorts. I was very intentional about trying to choose a prompt from each side of the political spectrum. So for what's the worst thing about the Republican Party, there was a what's the best thing about the Republican Party, and what's the worst thing about the Democratic Party, and what's the best thing about the Democratic Party. And so those all sort of ended up being woven into a patchwork of songs. And of course there were non-political things in there as well, like what's the most beautiful thing you've seen this week. So you get patchworks of lyrics that lead into just some interesting starting points for what might be a deeper discussion.
It's one of those things too where I personally haven't been very vocal on social media in person. I'll go on for hours, but yeah, it just kind of felt like not the right time. It's way too late to become, more vocal about the insanity of what's going on, politically and socially. It's an important topic, and it kind of felt like a no-brainer as far as what to write about and kind of what to lean into, so.
Yeah, and I'll say where a pretty standard question is, what comes first, the lyrics or the music? In this case, I think we had a whole batch of lyrical starting points that were very early on, things that we knew we wanted to try and include.
As far as themes, but not specific lyrics.
Yes. I mean, I'll add one thing that may or may not be of interest to you, but it is significantly more vulgar record compared to our past records, which you might pay attention to as you're working them into your own playlists.
It's the only thing that can...
first song on the record, the first proper song, just is a bunch of quotes from our current president. And it sort of sets the stage for the level of rhetoric that we're going to use, I think, in a meaningful way. As so many people are not offended by what he's saying and what he's doing, it just feels like almost comedic to think that anyone would be offended by the way we're going about responding to it. And so I think that feels to me like a really meaningful part of the setup. We're not quoting him to platform him, we're quoting him to like sort of set the rules of engagement.
Geo Joe's album, Where Did We Go So Wrong, is out today on digital streaming platforms. You can read more of this story at KMUW.org. Jed Bodwin hosts Strange Currency weeknights from 8 to 10, Saturday nights from 7 to 9 here on KMUW. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
Basically, they help us be polite.
Right.
They help us sound good. You don't go to a funeral and have the guy go, here's the dead person.
We'll talk about words we use in place of other words. Euphemisms. This week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.